Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? Talking about the men and the women. Yeah. Men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star, but the bitches you be with, they all subpar. But the bitches you be with, they be cock-blocking. Hope you put the kids to sleep, they be cock-blocking. You could really get this meat, get this hot sausage. And I'm way too rich to beef, I just buy a body. And I really kick my feet up, and that's not karate. Yeah, I really kick my feet up, let a thot massage him. Where your ass was at when I was with the hot boys? Probably watching ball the block and eating popcorn, yeah. Where your ass was at? You was in a drought, boy. I was probably at the fight bringing out Floyd. Said she love me cause I'm laid back, she out gone. I was just a drag, pocket fat like Samoan. I just told my goons I got it, I just waved them off. I just told Tunchi I got it and he said of course. Lose my mind the only time I ever take a loss. I work too hard for taking off, I'm taking off. Really about to see a billion of my arms reach. Sleep on a hammock in the middle of two palm trees. My neighbors can't sleep, all they hearing is them car screams. My bitch can't sleep, all she hearing is them car keys. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired to talk, please. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired, I'm yawning. Yeah, where your ass was at when I was 15 in the Porsche? Where your ass be at when we be popping all these corks? Where your ass be at? Know you probably with them dorks. I'm probably with some bitches that be popping pills and snort. Diamonds in my mouth, no Swarovski. I'm hitting notes with the pistol, ooh, I'm off key. In the morning, coming Godspeed. I'm moving slowly, it's a turtle lark for he's. Found the treasure chest inside was a heartbeat. And Katrina had us hustling out of RV. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. And we set a nigga up like E Harmony. And your bitch playing nigga in your car cheap. And we leave your brain right there on your broad cheek. And we leave some stains right there on your offspring. And the purple rain right here in the soft drink. Yeah, the purple rain right here in the soft drink. And it fight the pain, nigga, like a heart strength. And we don't complain, nigga, and we don't blame. And he dumb as hell, and I swear it's his own thing. I think you run with 12, and I think it's so squad link. I be so underwhelmed, cause I swear it's so style weak. I'm moving slow as hell, but the money coming, Godspeed. I'm moving slow as hell, but the money coming, Godspeed. I just told her, put some nigga, call your hands for a nigga. I just stole on a nigga, mid-sentence nigga. Fiend searching in a haystack for syringes, nigga. Dope man, got him flipping like some ninjas, nigga. Got him tweaking, got him lurking, got him cringing, nigga. Ooh, that's no symptoms, nigga. I can prevent them, nigga. Split a nigga head in two, that split decision, nigga. Been to hell and back, ain't back in mint condition, nigga. Feel like heaven when the racks return to spender, nigga. Feel like heaven's only lacking your attendance, nigga. Feel like something drop the tops and not the windows, nigga. Toss out your demo, I ain't even like your intro, nigga. I just went Kimbo with this tempo, momento, nigga. You know my MO, nigga. Spit that AMMO, nigga. Black. I asked my ceilings where your ass was at. So all my ceiling fans, I'm back. They pushed their album back. Fuck.
Yeah. Chop or die too. Yeah.
Stay.
Just what you motherfuckers is waiting on.
Cannon.
The wait is over.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready. Like the handle on the pigeon where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty. Here I come, hope you niggas ready. Like the handle on the pigeon where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty.
Streets couldn't wait to get their hands on this one. Another masterpiece produced by the hood. Snowman, Dark Cannon. Yeah, I think y'all motherfuckers ready now.
Here I come, hope you niggas ready. Like the handle on the pigeon where I hold this bitch steady. See you doing big shit and niggas get petty. Don't try to get me, nigga, get petty. Been a motherfucking minute, how you niggas been? We got a lot to talk about, where should we begin? Can't trust these niggas cause they unholy. They're a man for himself, that's what the streets show me. Not the man, my respect, that's what the streets show me. No speak on Creek Craig cause the speak for me. I watched niggas do some shit I couldn't understand. You know I stayed prepared for it, didn't understand. What he thinking, got him wondering. Meanwhile I'm working wonders, I'm the wonder man. I woke up feeling all trap or die to it. Still count no money, think I'm happy. Jewish. And if you thought it I was over, then you half foolish. That boy young, he gets it done, these niggas half do this. Yeah, I tell him who better, who better. Get it fucked up, nigga, not ever, ever. The niggas that you love to hate, they call him young. The big homie sat me down when I was young. He said, I hope that you're ready, cause you're the one. Listen to him, stay down and bought me one. Trip to the Greenbrier Mall and bought me some. I learned me a valuable lesson, it taught me some. What's that? If you believe, you sell a TV. And street money will buy you some shit you wouldn't believe. All types of homes and watches, luxury cars. Why the hell y'all think I be spitting luxury bars? Let me ask you a question, do you believe? Right now it's young and them, who you believe? Take a trip with me down, memory, yeah. Seven old nines and splits to 50 slabs. Flood the streets, typhoon south, and there's a drought. It'll turn you to a marketing genius, deep down. Told them 500 a piece, bring me a grand. Niggas think I'm showing them love, I'm building my brand. Why the hell you think I sold all them knives? Cause I'm a lead. Came from the jungle, more stripes than a fucking seat. Born on the day of the ounce, the 28. Niggas signed with the scale, we knew he would sell weight. Type of nigga know I'm the shit, I feel stank. And right now I'm feeling myself, I feel faint. Chances of making it out, they ain't great. Wanna hear from somebody that done it, I feel great. Do it for the times I was stressed, I lost weight. Patrol and accepting my past, I lost eight. Taking the rest on the album, that's all that I gotta say. Trap or die too, that 103 on the way. What's up? Yeah. Who better, nigga?
Cannon.
Young Money. Yeah. So. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a hairnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed seats. And today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. Is she bad? So maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. Yeah. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I give the rest of the vowels back. I like my girl thick, not just kinda fine. Eat her till she cry, call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking posters. They say choose wisely, that's why I was chosen. Rocking like asphalt, it's the cash flow. Looked in the face of death and took its mask off. Now I like my house big and my grass soft. I like my girl face south and her ass north. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit. Now hop up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. Is she bad? So maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will, she will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
she just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feels. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. If she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will.
Thank you. right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let me start these live streams. All right, I got the live stream up and popping. And let's get this show started. It says, Rich Woman, 43107. Peace, Jonah. I submitted the rescission of signature for my daughter within the required time. Are we required to send rescission 3 times, just as we did the injunction? I would send it 3 times. I would do the administrative process for that. Definitely. You know what I mean? Just to cross your T's and dot your I's. You know what I mean? Anyway, we got an upcoming webinar, and it's, are you tired of being done wrong by the cops and the government? Sue them. 1983, 241, 242, constitutional suit webinar. And it is Saturday, November 26th. For tickets, go to jonahbay.com. Also, we got an upcoming seminar, which is going to be on the 3rd of December in Chi-Town, Chicago. The flyer is up on my Instagram. It's up on Facebook, and I will have it up on the site in a little while. Before the show ends, my son should have it up on the site. So all y'all who want to get with me in Chi-Town, let's get this done, all right? Now, with that being said, let me open up the call line. It is Consultation Wednesday. All right, I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. How you doing?
What's up, God?
Oh, everything is everything. I just can't wait for the 26th to roll around.
Man, yo, for all of y'all who are members of Patreon, I was dropping some of the knowledge on it yesterday, and I got the whole build on the Patreon, plus I got the build of for the tax injunction on Patreon, which is going to be done on January 1st. I'm going to do the tax injunction webinar. So if y'all want to get ahead of everyone and with the understanding of what we're doing to make it happen, y'all going to want to join Patreon and go listen to those 2 audios. But anyway,
I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out because I am a Patreon. I do 30 a month on that. And I need to get back on my emails and see because I didn't check that out.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely need to go check those 2 out.
For sure, for sure. So I had a few questions on the enforcement letter because I'm trying to do one for a student loan.
Mm-hmm.
So on the enforcement letter at the top where it says man, comma, private, you're talking about Jonah Bay right there?
Yep.
Okay, and so when it also states up there that it has a CEO's name doing business as. So is this more like a settlement and not geared toward going to court?
Well, you know, you'll use it in court if you have to, but all you have to do is change the header.
Right, but would I put the CEO's name up there?
The CEO would be the person who you're going against, whoever bringing you into court. You feel me? Your header.
Right.
Do you know, what a header
loan,
is?
So, yeah, but mine's a student loan, so it doesn't have a particular, you know, going after me other than Navient.
Who got you in court?
No, I'm not in the court yet.
Then why are you even talking about court?
No, I was just saying it sounds like it was geared towards a settlement rather than court. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The enforcement letter is telling them, you know, to settle it so we won't have to go to court. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Well, I heard you talk in a webinar that I was on in February, and you were saying that if you cater it towards the CEO, you're talking about, you're looking to get a settlement, but you prefer to go to court because you get more money in court. So I was just asking if that was what was going on with that header.
Once again, you keep on talking about court. You're not in court. Stop talking about court. It's confusing. And then the letter that you're sending is like a letter for you with the intent to sue. Stop talking about court until it comes.
Got it. Okay, I was just looking at your template. That's all.
I understand.
Okay.
But that cool. Use it as is because you're not in court yet.
Got it.
Use it as is.
Got it. And so can I ask you one more question about the lien? So you have on there, it says lien release and title, and you're talking about a vehicle in your template. But if I'm talking about,
you know
loan,
you're going
to
have to
delete that,
brother. You know you're going to have to
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be
doing it for no vehicle. You know what I mean?
Right. But what I'm saying is, would I be looking for a student loan? Would I be looking for anything else out of that? This first
want,
time, I don't
yeah,
know.
You want the student loan to be released. You want to be released out of the lien of the student loan, and you're going to say, and I don't want it on my credit.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anything. I appreciate the clarification.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
All right, thanks.
All right, peace, Carl.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to 731-343. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
Peace.
For you, brother.
All right.
All right, man. On my original copies of my child support order, I didn't sign either one of them. And, you know, the only thing that's
right,
on there is the judge.
You know they got something called a guardian elitum, and they got lawyers in there, and they all will sign for your struggle.
Got you. So just rebut what I have?
Yeah, rebut it and do the rescission of signature anyway because they signed
okay.
for you.
Got you. All right. And then one of them, I got to throw that baby act in there because I was a minor at the time. They actually have my parents' name, one of my parents' name and my name, like they signed for me.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're going to put the baby act, you're going to do rescission of signature, you also going to explain that was never a contract. How the fuck they going to put you on child support? You a baby.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
a
man.
A baby don't
man,
take care of themselves, you know what I mean?
Right. So you set up a rescission and the baby act.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last part?
Rescission Baby Act, and you're going to explain how it was never a contract. The contract
okay.
is in your injunction where I break all that down. It was done while you was
right.
a baby, and it's what did the Constitution call it? A legal disability.
A legal disability, right. Okay, and let me see. I'm having troubles with actually doing a rebuttal, man. I don't know how to format it or type it out.
How are you?
All right, so basically, what do I do? Do I just retype the whole thing and then put I deny on each line?
Retype the whole thing, but then you're going to cut and paste. You're going to be in the first sentence or paragraph, you're going to say, defendant denies. And then you explain why
okay.
you deny. Then, second paragraph, defendant denies, and then explain why that's some bullshit, and so on and so forth. How do you have a problem doing that? I tell you what.
No, but
write it out the way you overstand me saying it to you, and then get a consultation. Shoot me a copy of what you did in the email, and we will tweak it to make sure it's right.
I definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You don't even have to
another
guess,
question.
My brother.
I appreciate you. Another question, man. As far as I know you followed Bobby Hemmett, man.
Yes.
Like, where, for me to start learning some of that information, where would be a good place to start?
When you say what information, though?
under Bobby Heenan, just the spirituality as far as who we are.
Oh,
you know,
go to YouTube, put in Bobby Heenan and enjoy yourself, man. There's so many.
And just take off.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see. Is there anybody else like on
Dr.
Some,
York?
Not necessarily. Huh?
Dr.
That's
York.
It. Okay. Dr. York. Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right.
The rest of them people, like Phil Valentine and all that, starts talking about spirituality and metaphysics. And, you know, if you're into that, I would suggest Brother Panic.
Yeah, and then I kind of did check that out a little bit. One of my partners was telling me about it. That shit there is deep, brother. Super deep.
Yeah.
All right. One more question. As far as like herbs to detox the body and the lungs, man, what would you suggest? Because I know you drink your teas every day.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Bladder whack and sea moss.
It's so many, but all you're going to do is Google herbs for the throat. And it's going to give you a whole list of herbs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that seminar, man. I'm hopefully I can get there on the third,
the
man.
Seminar,
get a chance to meet you and link up.
The seminar.
Both of them, but the seminar specifically because I want to meet you.
Oh, the webinar is going to be, the seminar is going to be in Chi-Town, yo.
Right, man. I'm just getting back from Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just getting back.
But man, I ain't going to hold the line up.
All right, peace, God.
You say what?
I just got back from Pittsburgh. It was cold.
Oh, yeah. We look forward to that. There's going to be plenty of that, man.
Yeah, especially man.
Up there in that seminar in the Shy Boy. Woo, they went up there.
Yeah,
so
man.
In the cold.
Well, I'm going to be going there with Herb. Peace. All right. I'm going to the next caller, 254-338. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's up, Jackson, Tennessee? I hear y'all out there. What's up, Jonah Bay? How are you?
What up, yo? Chilling.
Oh, better than some, not as good as some others. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
But I'm getting there.
Magnificent. Great.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm something like that myself, you know. Room no improvement, no doubt. So check it out. I'm looking at the electrician trade, and
mm-hmm.
I have the Enligus already under injunction. I've already legally changed my name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I did a DBA with an Enligus that has trustee behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enligus, trustee. And then I applied for the electrician apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was approved. And I got
mm-hmm.
it. All right. So now I need to register that in any county that I go and do, I need to register that DBA when I go into a county, right?
Yep.
Because I'm coming into that county and I'm operating using that Enligus that has now an electrician certificate, a card, if you
yep.
will. All
yep.
right. And that also is 8832 over to the trust also, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now this person that I'm describing is moving like basically in trust and operating in the public. So it's a unique dynamic there.
No. Your entity is kind of like it's an unincorporated association. It's like an LLC, and that's how
yeah.
it's going to be able to deal with the public. It's the same as the principle that you're talking about. It's the same thing I taught y'all. With the enterprise, it's a what you want to call it is an intermediary between the public and the private. A go
between. Copy that. So, gotcha. So that go between, even though, and I mean, just for clarity, even though that go between is it has the name of the Enligus. The name, the Enligus, is actually owned by the unincorporated trust.
The actual thing that you're going to be doing business with a license is the actual unincorporated thing. The thing that owns it is the trust.
Absolutely. Well said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then and then I was looking at the minister. The minister mentioned in the Articles of LLC, Incorporation Association.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the minister in the Articles of LLC and Corporation Association, that
yeah.
minister is now operating as a, he's like a diplomat?
You gonna, yo, okay. Sometime in the beginning of next year, I've already been working on it, and that's why I said y'all gotta go into SoundCloud and listen to the audio. I have the treaty injunction
okay.
coming. We're actually going to be recognized as real Moors and separated from the United States. And the government's going to do it. Don't worry. It's in the works.
And I appreciate that because, there's a designation of WHITE as the race
mm-hmm.
in documents on their record in regards to the Enligas.
Right.
Not black. So and right now that should be of some type of form and effect though, because of their census designation.
I mean, listen, the census was taken
mm-hmm.
to denationalize you. The only thing it's used for is to denationalize people.
Mm. Okay.
I never take a part of the census. Ain't none of their business.
Right.
I have the right to my privacy.
Gotcha. So, and would the furthering of the process of correcting that to Moore or a, you know, Quapaw Moore or a
the
Chickasaw
census
Moore.
Is for you to take a census of U.S. citizens.
Right. Which is,
so
which is of no effect
Moore,
in where we're headed.
If you're
right.
a Moor, you ain't supposed to be doing that. The Moorish Empire is supposed
exactly.
to do that. And right now, we're not functioning as the government we are. So there is no census for us as Moors.
Yep, gotcha. And insofar as the census, I have no interest in it. I think I mentioned it only insofar as how they designate the term white. Being of the north,
yeah, you don't want
north,
the term,
north.
You don't want the term white. You know what white is used
gotcha.
For today? It's used to denationalize you.
Gotcha.
Whether you're,
right,
listed,
and,
my wife is listed as white. You think they treat her any different than they treat me?
No.
Exactly.
No.
All of them are
and going about changing
citizens. White, black.
Yeah.
All that shit. Indian.
All right. And an affidavit can change. Affidavit in court order?
Nah, it's going to take more. I just told you what I'm going to do in the future.
All right. I receive it then. I receive it. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to take more than that.
Jonah. Well, thank you. Thank you, man. Well, thank you, man. You always take care of us, man.
No doubt.
Appreciate
no
you.
No doubt.
Already, man. Well, keep up the great work, man. You know, hey, we out here representing, man. Going hard.
Yeah,
man.
I'm working my ass off. That's why I don't understand why people don't want to give me no damn donations. I'm up all damn night researching to get us the remedies that we need, man. Y'all need to do better. Anyway, wonderful talking to you.
Well,
peace
we working up. On cracking the bank. We working on cracking the bank to be able to get you that Bugatti that we said we'd get you. So,
no doubt. I know what you're doing. But what I'm saying is, even when I do this treaty injunction, it's
yes.
supposed to open up the coffers.
Okay.
It's supposed to get y'all.
Okay,
y'all,
and that's what it's been about.
Yeah, it's supposed to get us the,
yes.
those vast estates. So I'm working on it ASAP.
No doubt. Well, I trust in the Most High, man. We trust in the Most High, man, and we appreciate the brother Jonah Bay. So peace to the God, brother.
Peace to the God. All right, I'm going 516-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. You hear me?
If I said peace to the God, you don't think I heard you?
No, I ain't hear you say that.
Okay. Peace to the God.
Love that. What's going on, man? I had a couple questions.
Okay.
So the first one was about the unincorporated EIN, I believe, after you do your DBA.
Say again?
The unincorporated EIN.
Yes.
After you do your DBA, sorry.
You do the DBA before you go take it to the Secretary of State.
Okay. Okay. So getting the unincorporated EIN is taking it to the Secretary of State?
No. You go and do your DBA, right? Then you apply for your EIN. You can do it before or after, right? But you got to secure the name in the private before you go to the Secretary of State, because the name, they will try to act like the name they own, because you're going to turn it to a LLC, but it's really a trust.
Okay. Okay. And when you start to build your business credit, are you using the unincorporated EIN business credit or the estate EIN that I did?
I don't use the estate no more. I use the enterprise or the unincorporated. The estate is only lasts 7 years. You don't want to build the credit and then can't do shit in 7 years.
Well, how do you get the estate done? Because I did.
Estate. So if I said there ain't no need for no estate, it only lasts 7 years, why are you asking me about the estate?
No, I meant to say enterprise.
Thank you. All right, now.
That's all right. So how do you go about making it enterprise? Because I did
you just pick a name, and it's normally your straw man's name, and you put the word enterprise on it.
Okay. That's at the county.
You do that DBA, and then you take it up to the Secretary of State and do a LLC, and it would be your name, your straw man's name, with the word enterprise, LLC.
So that don't have nothing to do with, dang, so I think I did something wrong with the, because I went and got a EIN, but.
What's the name on the EIN?
My first name, middle name, family of last name.
You say it again one more time?
The first name,
mm-hmm.
My first name, middle name, family of last name.
See, you mixed up the estate again.
Wow.
That's not the enterprise.
Okay. So you have to state right enterprise on there.
Yeah. It's called enterprise. You want it to look like a LLC.
But that's what I'm saying. On IRS.gov, aren't we still doing it under the state or no?
No. All you're doing is going to IRS.gov. You go get the EIN. You put your straw man's name with the word enterprise and get the EIN.
Okay. Yeah, I did something wrong. I got to get another account.
Just do it again. Just do it again, man. It's all right.
Okay.
We learn from mistakes over here.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Okay. And how do you, my last.
Uh-huh.
Huh? My last question was, how do you spell Bobby, is it Hemming? Last name.
Bobby Hemming. Okay, shit. I'm the wrong person to ask, but hold on. I'll
get
it.
Yeah. I got the same problem. Same problem.
Right. B-O-B-B-Y, Bobby, Hemmitt, H-E-M-M-I-T-T.
M-M-I-T-T, yeah, I wouldn't have known. All right, man. I'm going to yield. I'm gonna hear the flow, man. Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, y'all, that's it. That's another show under our belts. We only got 4 minutes left, so let me go through my announcements. We got November 26th, a webinar, and it's all about, are you tired of being done wrong by the cops and the government? Sue them. A 1983 241-242 constitutional suit webinar. That means you can sue them for anything, any violation of the Constitution, and get paid. For more information and tickets, go to jonahbay.com. We got an upcoming seminar. It ain't on the website yet, but it will be. It's up on my YouTube, it's up on my Facebook and on my Instagram, the flyer. We're going to have a seminar December 3rd in Chicago, Chi-Town. So to buy tickets for that, you're going to go to jonahbay.com. The flyer will be up there in a little while. All right. And with that being said, I guess I'm out of here. Peace to the gods.